episode 117, Jump for Joy.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
Happy
radio.
Day, my ladies. How are you doing? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we are taking it to the ultimate extreme. Extreme. Whatever X you want, I'm telling you, it's time to jump for joy. Now, I'm doing this in all honor of the fourth and fifth graders that I spent a whole, oh gosh, it was forever. I think it was like 5 hours. It went on and on and on and on, but it was awesome. And I actually think we broke the world, or Guinness Book of World Records, for the most fourth and fifth graders doing jumping jacks in a 2-minute period. It was crazy. You can go to the Facebook page and go to either mine, go to Create Your Now, or come on over to our private Facebook group at Create Your Now Podcast. I'm telling you, it is fantastic. It was so exhilarating, invigorating. It was awesome. And so I am just totally on fire. You thought I was on fire yesterday. I am on fire today. I will be on fire tomorrow. And you know what? It is fantastic. You know, when you finally get in your groove, you know, we came off about talking about what weed has you. You know, you've got that grip and you feel like it's pulling at you, you know, the ball and chain effect. Well, once when you figure out what that weed is, you can begin to release its grip because it no longer has a hold on you. You got it. And that allows you to what? Jump for joy. Woo! I'm jumping. Can you tell? You know, I did one of these earlier, I know, a few weeks back about jumping for joy. And just to jump. And I feel like we should have like some music behind me because I am really spirited today. And a lot of it, when I was with all the kids, it was very interesting because the whole focus overall was about character, that character counts. And Hy-Vee puts this on. And Hy-Vee, for those of you who do not know about what Hy-Vee is, because you're listening to this around the world, Hy-Vee is a grocery store. Okay, it's a grocery store chain here in the United States of America. And what they do is they support, every year they do this for fourth and fifth graders. They bring them, they bus them in, the schools come in, they provide lunch, and they bring on big names like Shawn Johnson. You know, she was the all-time gold medal gymnastics winner at the Olympics. Hunter Kemper. And then we had some local celebrities from Iowa area that went ahead and they also talked too. It was just amazing to see the kids and actually watch them because, you know, they are so impressionable at that age. And if nothing else, the main thing I want you to get from today about Jump for Joy literally is I want you to be an impressionable child. I want you to jump for joy like a child jumps for joy. You know, when they're coming down and the anticipation of Christmas morning is just killing them. They cannot wait to get a hold of the packages or see what Santa Claus has left behind, right? Even if it's just that one special package, no matter the size, the anticipation is just like, oh, that childlike faith, that is a reason to jump for joy. It just amazes me because I think as we get older as adults, what do? We become stale. Yes, we do. We become just kind of bumps on a log. And I got to tell you, it was interesting because I was at, you know, at the big, huge, it's actually called Hy-Vee Hall here where we had all these kids, over 7,000 kids here, okay? And we were all gathered together in this huge room with loud music playing and pump. And I mean, fists were in the air, all good things. We weren't fighting. We were pumping it up high to the sky. Okay. We were dancing. I mean, I went talk about burning the mileage. Oh, I burned the mileage, but it was awesome because the kids, their energy level, well, you know, when we adults, our energy level, like is not even half the amount of what kids' energy level is. You see, That's the life that you want to have. That's the jump for joy that you want to actually, you know, bottle up in a jar and say, yes, I want that feeling every single day. Now, will you really have it every single moment? Not necessarily. However, you can live a life of full joy, okay, seriously, where you can truly jump for joy and feel like that you are going somewhere, that you are on purpose, that you're driven, that you actually are on fire for you, for your family, for your husband, for your spouse, okay, for your partner. It is amazing when you get that, but you see, it has to be the childlike part of it. It's got to come from the joy of a child, that anticipation before Christmas morning. They just cannot contain themselves. And when it happens, it's like, ah, you know, they're all over the place, right? They are jumping for joy. That's the kind of joy that you need to just latch on to. You need to find that within you and go, you know what? Yeah, that is what I want. And we talked about that weed, that ball and chain that's holding you back. Release it now, okay? Release it. You're going to deal with it, and we're going to talk about how to deal with it. But right now, I just want you to be an awesome child. I want you to smile from ear to ear. I don't care if you don't feel like smiling. I'm serious. I literally want you to take your frown and turn it upside down, and whoops, there comes a smile. Yes, that's an actual song, I'm just saying. And it's an awesome song, and I used to sing it as a child all the time. Take a silly frown and turn it upside down, and whoops, there comes a smile. Okay, I could keep going, but I'm not going to keep going because I am definitely not a soloist. I prefer to harmonize, hence harmony in my life, yes. And we are going to jump for joy together in harmony. Okay? I want you to find that within you. I want you to think about looking in the mirror, and I want you to smile, and I want those corners to reach to ear to ear. Seriously. Because you see, that's a childlike joy. That's a childlike smile. That's how you jump for joy. We as adults, we get daggum stale. Stop it already. And enjoy life. Find the joy. Enjoy. Be in joy. Okay, if you think about that word enjoy, E-N-J-O-Y, to enjoy, to immerse yourself into joy, it's a choice. And sometimes we as adults, we think that it's just supposed to happen. Did you know, have you watched some of those adorable movies? You know, I'm not movies, they're video clips on YouTube. And you go and you Google them, especially those baby ones, the crazy baby ones, or even the funky kitty cat ones. We all like a crazy cat one, right? Or for us, we enjoy our bulldogs, okay? So we watch all these funny movies. There is nothing better than seeing the immense joy in a child's face. You know, where they're just like running. We were driving out of the neighborhood just a day or so ago, and there was this child that was out running. It was so pretty. The sun, I mean, the weather, temperature, perfect, absolutely perfection. And this child is running down the hill as fast as he can, cute little blonde hair blowing in the wind, and he is smiling, eyes as bright as oranges, and just he was on fire. He had enjoyment. And he was running for joy, jumping for joy. That's the kind of day I want you to have. That's the kind of life I want you to live. I want you to find that inner glow. And sometimes that means that we have to take it to the next level ourselves, because we as adults, we get older and we feel like eyes are watching us. And it was funny because, like I was saying before, when I was at the convention, with all the kids jumping around, the kids could care less that there were cameras everywhere, from the students, I mean, not the students, from the parent chaperones to the teachers to literally the crew, because they were taking videos of this whole thing, this huge event. But the kids could care less who was watching. And it was funny because I would look around at the teachers and the chaperones, and they're just got a bare bounce, just barely bouncing. And I'm like, oh, and yeah, you know me. What was I doing? Oh, man, I was pumping. I was jumping. I was getting some air, I tell you. I was. And you know what was interesting? The kids, they were like, man, Miss Christiane, you're having so much fun. We want you to be our mom. And I'm like, oh, baby girl and baby boy, that's so sweet of you. It's not about that. You see, I came into their world, the joy that they were sharing. And we as adults, come on now, we just get stale. We become old white stale bread, okay? Or Italian white stale bread, or whatever kind of bread you want to be, okay? If you want to be whole wheat stale bread, I'm fine with that. But don't be stale. Really find it within yourself and say, you know what? I do remember when I had enjoyment. I could jump for joy. That's what I want you to search for. That's where I want you to go with this. You can jump for joy. You got to dig deep, though, for it. And I want you to be childlike with it, all right? I want you to go out and have an amazing jump for joy day. Yes, jump for joy day. You can do it. You really, really can. And just invigorate your own life, okay? Smile from ear to ear. Not just from your little nose lines, you know, because guess what? The wrinkles are already there. So you might as well make them bigger and smile bigger, all right? I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Come on and check us out at Create Your Now on Facebook. We want to see you. You can like us there. I cannot wait to talk to you more. We'll chat soon. Love you lots. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.